I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies. Welcome to a new episode of your favorite program, in which we're talking about ladies, and the greatest of all these ladies is Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, whom we have been talking about for quite some sessions, it has been, sister. And here with me, I have Sister Zainab, of course. Welcome, sister, and salamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be with you, Sister Asma.
Of course, the pleasure is all mine. I actually learned a lot of things from the things you mentioned in here. We've been talking about Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha. We talked about quite so much of features in her character, and then we reached to the point at which we talked about her respect toward her parents.
Yes, we had been talking about her behavior with parents, that she had utmost respect. She respected her mother, she respected her father. Talking about her mother, she was only 5 when her mother left the world, but that was one of the incidences that they had to kind of, you know, just say, attend one of the functions in those days. And Lady Fatima Zahra tells her mother, like, let's go to this function. And her mother says that, I don't have anything now. Like, your mother used to be one of the queens of Arab. And now, in terms of material life, I have nothing left that I can get up and prepare myself or prepare you to, so that we can attend the function. Lady Zahra, salamu alayha, being so young, hugs her mother and tells her, gives her sympathy and tells her that the dress, the best dress you could have given me is my modesty.
Wow, how kind she is.
And the all additions I needed is my manners that you have given me. Just imagine a child who lost her mother at 5. Is so young and giving, sympathizing her mother this way. Are we upbringing our children this way today? It's a point to think, it's a point to ponder, it's a point to, you know.
So much of understanding she had and maturity in a very early age.
In a very early age. And that all comes from upbringing. That all comes
exactly,
from upbringing.
Yeah.
How her mother
treated her and taught her things.
Yes, yes, it all comes from there. So she had a very tremendous sympathizing behavior with her parents. She has utmost respect, as we told in last episode, that with her father, she would always give him utmost respect. She would actually curse those who would kind of disrespect Prophet. Or we gave one of the examples, like Prophet once was staying in the mosque and
some ignorant people came
and put those waste of sheep on him, and she cleans it and then sympathizes her father and informs Abu Talib about it. So she was a daughter in her whole sense.
Always a supporter to her father and to her mother.
Yes, and even Prophet towards her had a different kind of respect in that ignorant age.
Which has been so amazing actually to know about, and there's actually a lot more of these fantastic stuff to know about her lifestyle from the very young age. But before we continue, let's go for change of mood, for a sip of water or a short break, and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
The dear ladies, welcome back to your program. This is Muslim Lady, and we are talking about the greatest lady of all time, Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha. We were speaking of how she was kind toward her parents, and specifically her father, because she actually lost her mother in a very young age, so she didn't have so much of long time with her mother. So she was always a supporter to her father.
Not only a supporter, she took care of her father in a way that she got to be known as Umme Abiha, with the title that the mother of your father, even Imam Ali alayhi salam would refer to her as Umme Abiha. I was saying that Lady Fatima Zahra was so respectful towards her father that even her father was respectful towards her. She looked at her father as one of the very pious gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even Prophet, peace be upon him, had a very different way towards her. He often would tell her that, "I smell heaven from you." That was about to happen because her birth was that way. You know, it's reported that before her birth, Prophet, peace be upon him, spent 40 days in the cave of Hira for worship. He did itikaf over there, and did not want to home, and Lady Khadija gets concerned and asks Amar that where is one of the companions, that where is Prophet, and he is not coming home. And then Amar bin Yasir goes to Prophet and asks him. He tells her that send my salam to her and tell her that I am here on worship on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when he wanted Lady Fatima Zahra salam alayha to be coming into this world, he wanted it to be very, very pious, very, very spiritual. So he's on 40 day, he does the worship, and then when he goes to Lady Khadija's house, and then, she says that night, when she wakes up in the morning, she says that tonight, after 40 days, like when Prophet, peace be upon him, came home and then offered the prayers, did ablution, and now I feel like the existence of Fatima within me. You know, after the 40 days of i'tikaf, she says the next, very next morning, she feels the existence of Fatima within her. I was saying when Prophet would tell her, "I smell heaven from you," it was because in those 40 days of i'tikaf, Prophet had the food of heaven, because Jibreel brought him some
An
of the food.
An apple from heaven.
Yes.
Yeah.
So since he ate something from heaven, and then he brings a child into this world, and then he tells her, "I smell heaven from you."
Her essence, her soul is a reflection from heaven and Allah himself.
Yes. So he would just get up whenever she would come. He would make her sit at her place. He would kiss her hands. He would kiss her head. So he would do everything he could do in that ignorant time to teach others how important women are, how important daughters are. She had utmost respect for her father. She never had this, capacity to see her father getting underestimated, getting denied, or getting ignored.
Yeah, she couldn't tolerate that.
She couldn't tolerate that. She had no tolerance for this. She had zero tolerance, I must say, because she always showed her reaction. And whenever she would see her father coming from war and being, wounded, she would act as a nurse, medicate him, and then also pray for him.
Always a soother to
and
her father.
And curse those who did that to Prophet, peace be upon him.
Yeah, now before we get to know more, let's go for a short break and we'll be back for the last part. Thank you, Muslim ladies. Actually speaking about how respectful she was toward her parents. She was always a supporter, a pacifier, a soother to her father. She always backed him up, and she always cared for him. And the Prophet himself, there was a mutual relationship between both of them. I mean, the much of respect the daughter gave to her father, double of that respect comes from the father himself.
Exactly. When a lady gets married, she's very least caring about her father.
Yeah, she becomes so much evolved in her own. She becomes involved in all the problems she already has.
Yes, like talking about the lady Zahra's behavior with her parents. I know every woman out there respects their parents. They love their fathers. They love their mothers. But this love gets kind of diminished when they get married. When they have a partner, they get engaged in that life, and this overshadows the previous relationship. But I won't say completely, but yeah, there is this diminishing scene, and it's complained by parents that our daughter, like, she went, now she went and she went. But Lady Fatima Zahra, salam alayha, she never did this. She would see her father every day. If you're not able to see your father every day or your mother every day, you can call them.
Yeah,
you can text them at least.
The important thing is to prioritize them, to put some time for your parents, even after marriage.
Their priority should not get diminished with your marriage.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Not just marriage, even work, you know. Some of the women out there are not married, but they're working in different cities or different countries. Maybe they have been migrated into another country for a study or anything. Then the thing that happens is that they did not put enough of time to talk to their parents, to know about the detail of their everyday life. So they forget to know about their sicknesses, about how to care for them, and how to share some lovely, beautiful words with their parents. Because, you know, it's the need of our soul. No matter how old we get, we still need some attention from the people who are close to us.
Actually, it's very much complained that when a woman gets married, she forgets her husband. And when she becomes a mother, she forgets her husband.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's very common. Like, she is not able to manage all these. But Lady Zahra, salam alayha, in all that pressure, she not only was a good daughter, she was a good wife. She was a good mother.
A perfect mother, yeah.
And at the same time, she would reach the peak of spirituality. She would stand at night in worship. Now, today we have all these, I must say, we say under the pretext of this, I could not offer a salat. Under the pretext of this, I could not do this. But that's not true. See, in terms of kids, she had a number of kids. In terms of facilities, she had no facilities at all. Her life was very, very simple. We have everything at our service today.
Mm-hmm.
Even the poorest people of today's world are not that poor, have much more facilities than they had. So, you know, managing everything in those simple, very less facilities, being a mother, being a daughter, being a good
wife, of course.
Being a good wife, yes. Yeah. She would stand in the ibadat, in the worship, until her feet, you know, were swollen up.
Mm-hmm.
She never had excuses that I can't stand now because I had been working all day with least facilities,
because I have three children, because I have a lot of busy stuff
I take care of my father even after my marriage, because it's reported that she would sometimes give halwa to her father, she would make other dishes and take to her father, and she would take care, like, if father has eaten something or not, because there have been times when there would have been least facilities or least available things, because they would devote everything in the way of Islam. And then she would take care of him, because once it's reported as Imam Ali al-Islam gets some of meat and some corns from the market and tells Lady Zahra salamu alayha to cook it, and then she says, how good it would have been if we invited my father.
Yeah.
And he says, of course, I'll go myself in person to invite him. And when he goes and invites him home, the very small amount of food with the arrival of Prophet, peace be upon him, and his wives, it gets a tremendous blessing. They not only eat full, all of them, but also share it with their neighbors and eat it for some days. Like, it's also left for some 3-4 days with the arrival of, you know,
the guests.
Yeah. So,
which is, now what happens if the guest is your father?
Exactly.
Yeah. So she never complains, and she never says that I'm busy with too much of his stuff. And this is actually the beauty of the greatest woman of the world. She has such a modest soul to tolerate everything. And the most important part is moderation. She's moderate enough to make a time for her children, to make a time for her husband, yeah, and for her father, and for every single creature whom she has in her life, even for the other women, you know, she has been teaching them many things as well. So there is a lot to learn from this great lady that we have as role model. Thank you, Sister Zainab, for helping us.
Thank you so much.
Knowing more about Lady Fatima Salamullah Alayha. And thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us until another session. I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you and shower you with His blessings. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges, nothing in life.